Questions 31 through 34. Listen to an advisor explain about courses and credits.
I read the prospectus, but I'm still a little confused about which courses I should take. It mentions there are compulsory courses for each major, elective courses, and we have some free credits too, but I'm not sure which compulsory courses I should take, how many optional courses I need, and which courses I can take for my free credits. Can you explain it to me, please?
Sure, I can help you with that. That's what I'm here for. What's your major?
Well, I'm thinking of doing a double major in business and psychology.
Oh, if you're going to do a double major, you may not have any free credits. Let's take a look. You will need to take Introduction to Macroeconomics, Introduction to Microeconomics, and Introduction to Accounting. Those are the compulsory courses for the first year of a business major. And for the psychology major, you need to take Introduction to Psychology and Introductory Human Biology. That's 5 compulsory courses, and then you can choose 3 more courses. You need to take at least 1 first-year elective course for each major. Be careful, though. Some of the electives are prerequisites for second-year electives, so what you take this year may limit what you can take next year.
Oh, so I've got 5 compulsory courses and 2 electives. And then the final course can either be another elective or a course in a different department?
Yes, that's right.
Are all courses open to all students?
No. I'm afraid you need to apply to the department and wait for confirmation. As classes are starting tomorrow, you'd better go to the department office and ask them directly. Number 31. Why did the student go to see the advisor? Number 32. Why does the student have to take 5 compulsory courses? Number 33. How many electives can the student take? Number 34. What can we infer from the conversation? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to students talk about dorm troubles.
You're really lucky to have a single room in the dorm. I requested one, but since being put in with Roseanne, I've been having a hard time.
What do you mean? Roseanne seems nice. We all had a great time at the freshman orientation party the other night, didn't we? What's wrong?
Oh, yeah, she's really fun. She's just hard to live with. The room is always a mess. She never makes her bed, and she leaves dirty dishes around the place. I mean, I'm not that uptight, but I'd like to keep the room a little cleaner, and I don't know how to tell her.
Oh, is that all it is? Just tell her. I'm sure she'll understand.
Yeah, the trouble is, every time I try to tell her, I feel like I'm insulting her.
Maybe you could start by telling her just one thing, like about the dirty dishes, and then try to forget about it, and wait a while before saying something else. That'll make it a bit easier for both of you.
You're right. No matter how hard it is, I have to talk to her. I just can't go on like this.
Number 35. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 36. What does the man suggest? Number 37. What can we infer about the speakers? Number 38. What does the woman agree to do? This is the end of Part B.